This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was an 8-5 victory for Brayhead Clan over the Fife Flyers tonight. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, good result tonight. Good scoring all round.
Yeah, it was a lot of scoring there, but I thought the guys played pretty well. You know, I thought obviously offensively we were good, and we gave up had a few breakdowns defensively. I don't think Rusty was at fault for anything there. We put him in some bad spots there in the first period, and responded in the second, which was enough to hold on for the 2 points.
You've bemoaned about the secondary scoring in recent weeks as well. They went and did it for you tonight.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, the four lines, having Rosie in the lineup is huge, and I thought Haywood was our best line. You know, they drew a couple penalties. They predominantly played in the offensive zone. They were physical. They set the tone for the rest of the guys, and you know, that having that, being able to roll that, we pretty much rolled it all night, four lines, and I thought we played with a lot of energy. Fife's a talented team. You know, like Ryan Dingle's a great player. He connected three times on us, and that happens. But overall, we'll take the win and move on.
Bit of a topsy-turvy first period. It went one way, then the other. But then you got the two goals early in the second period. Do you feel it was starting to kill it off then?
You know what? Probably the first 7-8 minutes was probably the best we played all year. You know, I thought we controlled the play. They hardly touched the puck. You know, and Fife's an opportunistic team, and if you give them a few chances, a few looks, you're going to score. And you know, like you saw against Belfast, they put 9 behind Belfast. So, you know, you got to respect their offense. But I thought today, we did a good job. I thought today we played with some good energy. You know, there are a few mistakes that we can correct. You know, and that's all they are, is just some breakdowns. Other than that, I thought it was a real good performance.
Corey Cowick, a hat trick. We've not said that too often this year.
Yeah, he's, we moved Cowes over on the other side, on the right-hand side, so he can come off his off wing. He's a big body, he can move well, and he's got a great shot, and I think he got a couple tonight off of that. And, you know, we've been juggling a little bit with the lines and trying to find that secondary score, and we know what the Pitt-Becca line, and they're relatively quiet tonight for 8 goals, you know. And the Keith line, I thought, had a great game tonight. So, you know, it was all around. You know, I having Rosie back in that lineup is huge, and you know, that line of Haywood, him and McKenzie, I thought really set the tone and got us playing the way we needed to play.
Now, you want to obviously win the conference here next week against Dundee, the way the mathematics of it are, but the way it stands, if Fife win in regulation time against Dundee tomorrow, that'll be a job done. It's going to be strange supporting Fife.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to, you know, like the big thing we're talking about is making sure that we're playing for the right reasons, and the reasons are we want to finish as high up the standings as possible, and if that means we come out and play the same way and hopefully get a couple points against Dundee and that secures it, that's what we'll be looking for. But right now it's, I think the guy's been on a good run here, you know, but our main focus is making sure that we don't take the foot off the gas, and if that happens at Fife wins, then great. But we're going to come out here and earn that trophy next Saturday.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you.